we're looking at a different category of story from 2021 on the Big Hard Fact. Today we're doing security stories. Security was such a major recurring topic on Hard Facts last year because security was a big problem nationwide. You know, from the Boko Haram insurgency in the northeast to the terrorists sometimes called bandits in the north, central and northwest, to herdsmen militia and the attacks in the north, central and southwest, to IPOB sit-at-home attacks and unknown gunmen in the southeast, to piracy in the south-south. So everywhere you turned in the country, there was something popping off. Now, there are no studio guests today. It's just you and me. I will give you a list of stories and you'll tell me what you think about them. And if I left out your favorite story, just remind me. Now, let me remind you of some of the stories that we touched on. Boko Haram took over some parts of Niger State. School abductions were frequent in 2021, with the Minister of State even declaring that government cannot protect every school. Do you remember that? Then we also had a public debate over whether or not government should pay ransoms. It was quite good, right here on Nigeria Info. In fact, abductions got so bad that SSS warned lawmakers about being abducted if they decided to travel to their different constituencies over the holidays. There was also the attack on the Nigeria Defense Academy. Do you remember that? Happened in 2021. The Auditor General says that the police are missing over 178,000 guns. The police arrested Fisayo Oshoyombo for carrying a story about possible police corruption. The Super Tucanos finally arrived in Nigeria in 2021. President Buhari asked the US to set up AFRICOM in Nigeria. The defense minister said Nigerians should also defend themselves. Do you remember that? Happened in 2021. Then there was the Abuja Kaduna Railway bombing. There were telecoms bans and bans of other stuff as well, like buying of fuel in jerrycans. It happened in several parts of the north. We finally got new service chiefs, but lost one to a plane crash. Speaking of plane crashes, terrorists shot down an Alpha jet, or should we call them bandits? I don't know. That was also another big story, the call to list these groups as bandits, as terrorists. Then the Zamfara House of Assembly suspended a member for links to these groups. We had we've talked about that. I've talked about that earlier on. IPOB's sit-at-home orders, and as well as unknown gunmen. They ran a lot of 2021 in the southeast. So these are some of the stories. I'm sure I left out a few. You'll remind me when you give us a call. But let's get into these stories. 0700-993-993-993. Tell me what you think about these headlines that I've shared with you from 2021's security situation. I mean, you have Boko Haram taking over some parts of Niger State, flying their flag there. We heard this from the governor himself, Abubakar Sani Bello. Bello said that the federal government should be alarmed since Niger State borders the FCT. But he felt that the federal government was being unresponsive to the situation there. Eventually, we got reports that the military had dislodged the insurgents. But suddenly, Niger State has become yet another sustained front in the war against Boko Haram. So close to the FCT. What do you think about that story? 0700-993-993-993. But before I take your calls, let's look back at the school abductions that continued into 2021. And it seemed to become more rampant in 2021. We had so many in Kaduna State, for example. Others were in Zamfara and Katsina. Even the FCT had its own school raids. And we also saw the scope expand. Yes, from secondary schools only, these terrorists also started targeting primary schools, universities, and polytechnics. I did reports for different international media organizations, and all the time they would call me to come and do like commentary or analysis. What I would be talking about all the time was school abductions. By the way, just yesterday, two more students from the school in Kaduna, Bethel School in Kaduna, were released. Two more after over 100 days in captivity. And with dozens or scores or even hundreds of children captured, the question of ransom came up. Different governments approached it differently. One of the most vocal anti-ransom governors was Nasser El-Rufai in Kaduna. He said that if his state government was known to pay ransoms, it would embolden more groups to abduct more students. Also, the groups would use the ransom money to buy arms and make themselves even harder to stop. But on the other hand, critics said that El-Rufai's no-ransom policy only works if the government has the capacity to rescue the hostages. But that doesn't seem to be the case. Almost every recovery effort spearheaded by any state government seems to have involved no use of force, but rather some negotiation with the kidnappers. What the kidnappers got in exchange for freeing the children was usually not revealed. And this happened quite a bit in 2021. We're hoping that we don't see as much of it in 2022. But let me get your thoughts on some of these headlines and the two details I've shared with you on some of the headlines that I shared with you when we started. 0700-993-993-993. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And we're streaming live on Facebook, so feel free to share your thoughts on these subjects with me. We've got listeners from Benue State, so I'll be very interested in hearing what they have to say. 0700-993-993-993. Unfortunately, our line for women is still down. The service providers need to get that line back up so that we can have our women join us on the show. Now, school children were not the only targets for abduction. I should mention that we saw all kinds of travelers getting kidnapped last year, including politicians. In fact, right before Christmas, the State Security Service warned lawmakers who were traveling home for the recess that they were at risk of getting captured. Do you remember that? We talked about it here on Hard Facts. Lawmakers being warned by the nation's top domestic intelligence agency. And that got a lot of Nigerians asking whether the security architecture will still be able to provide any protection or resistance. Because if they're telling your House of Reps members and your senators, and if it kidnap you, then who you can be? 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Faith.
Your name is Faith. Faith, good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
Which of these stories do you want to talk about?
Can I please name the stories?
Say that again.
Can I please name the stories?
Can I please name the stories? Or, Faith, you're going to have to listen, you know, and call us back. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Happy New Year. This is Mr. God's Power.
Welcome, Mr. God's Power.
I'm calling from Bagada.
Good to have you on the show.
Sandra, it bothers us so much because what is happening, kidnapping, and government will come out and say it's not true that the bandits, the terrorists, they are not doing anything. Now they are hosting their flags in Niger State for that matter. Sandra, it looks so, I don't know how to put it, because the danger there, it keeps happening. My question is, are we still going to continue like this? We saw what happened in 2021. This is another year now, and it's the game. Are we going to continue like this?
I hope not.
Does it mean that our government does not have solution? Have they lost the courage and the hope to fight these people? That's my question, though, because what is happening now, the danger is still there. It's still staring us at the face. We got to help Nigeria.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. There was also the attack on the Nigeria Defense Academy last year, 2021. Terrorists raided the military training school in the dead of night. They killed two officers, Lieutenant Wola and Flight Lieutenant Okoronkwo. They abducted a third, Major Christopher Datong. He eventually regained his freedom, but that episode left Nigerians asking how an important military facility like the NDA could be breached. Let me come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello. Oh, my system is freezing. Okay. Well, we'll come back to taking calls in a few. Let the computer, you know, regain herself. Okay, let her regain her composure and then we'll try this again. Oh, is that, has Cuckoo even shut down on me? Wonderful. All right, let's see if we can get it to work again. Let's see if we can get it to work afresh. But while that's happening, let me tell you about the journalist who was arrested because of a security story that he ran. Lots of Nigerians have been asking why the police, for example, are not in a better shape, a better position to confront insecurity and crime. And most of the reasons boil down to money. Not enough funds to train, to equip, and to pay the police well enough to do their job. But is that all due to underfunding, or is corruption also a factor? That's where Fisayo comes in, because Fisayo set out to find out if corruption was also a factor, and he investigated some police contracts for setting up camps in Kano, Benue, Plateau, Bauchi and Katsina. And then he found out that 1 billion naira had been spent and there were no camps to show for it. And then he was arrested for publishing that story. His arrest brought back to national attention the problem of police corruption. And then this week, as if to confirm it, the Auditor General sent a damning report on the police to the National Assembly. The Auditor General said that over 178,000 guns are missing from the force, including over 88,000 AK-47s. The Auditor General's report also claims that the police cannot account for over 3 billion naira voted for various activities. Join the conversation, 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. If you just tuned in, this is the Big Hard Fact on Nigeria Info Lagos. Hello, good evening. Thanks for calling us. Oh, sorry about that. Call back if you can. Good evening. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name, sir? What's your name, ma'am?
Faith.
Faith calling back. All right, Faith. You have a story you want to talk about now?
The journalist was arrested.
Okay.
They were not supposed to arrest him because the truth is very bitter in this country.
Oh. All right, Faith. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
This is Nedu.
Nedu, good to have you on the show. Turn your radio off.
Happy New Year, Sandra.
Happy New Year, sir.
I mean, you see, the problem of insecurity in Nigeria is getting out of hand. This is 2022, and it started again. I mean, if the police are underfunded, I mean, the Police Service Commission, are they not the people, I mean, in the right position to see to their affairs? I mean, why are all these things happening? Who is to question? Well, sure, well, because you're true.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, sir. 99.3, hello. Hello. All right, then.
99.3.
Thanks for calling, sir. What's your name? Oh, call back if you can. We seem to be having connection issues there. But not to worry. There's always WhatsApp to the rescue and Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. All right. Let's keep the stories going. Some great news in security. The Super Tucano jets that the federal government bought from the U.S. government finally arrived. So great news there. The hope is that these aircrafts will help destroy insurgent installations and reassert the military's air superiority. I say reassert because we saw a challenge to it from the terrorist groups known as bandits when one of them shot down an Air Force Alpha jet. Now, hopefully this year we see more victories for the Nigerian army. And President Buhari wants more assistance from the U.S. So apart from the Super Tucanos, he's asked them to bring their African military command, AFRICOM, to Nigeria. Right now, AFRICOM is based in Germany, partly because Buhari's predecessors objected to a permanent U.S. military presence of that scope on African soil. Because remember, Africa is Nigeria's military sphere of influence. But now the president is saying that the security problems in Nigeria and surrounding countries like Chad and the Gulf of Guinea are bad enough that we need the Americans close by. Do you agree with the president? Do you agree that we should have AFRICOM be set up here in Nigeria? 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, Sandra, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Benjamin. I'm calling from Italy.
Welcome, Benjamin.
Yeah, it's nice speaking with you.
Nice speaking with you as well. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, Sandra, I just want to tips on the this issue of insecurity. But Sandra, don't you think it's quite unfortunate in a country like this where those who we rely upon and the same people are the same people destroying us as a nation?
Okay.
A situation where a politician is being named sponsoring terrorists. How do we feel as a citizen? Not even a civilian for that matter. A political leader. So, Sandra, you see, let us tell ourselves the truth. You see, I loved the way you people, as a journalist, you present facts on Nigerian food. Not only you, there are so many journalists that come to your programs and they present issues of insecurity. I think if the way you people have been putting these things online and the government were able to listen to now, I think by now, Sandra, we should be, I and you should be smiling. But it's unfortunate that we have lost the integrity. And where do we lost it from? It's lack of obedience to laws. We have laws, constitutions, but we don't obey them. And a situation where you don't obey laws, where do you think as a nation or as an entity do we start from? It's quite unfortunate. And it's unfortunate if really you heard what happened in Imo State. And it's quite unfortunate if you hear what is happening in the north. So, Sandra, I'm telling you this, that if we as a citizens cannot solve this situation, you see, this 2022, as we left 2021, it will be the same figure, the same precarious conditions or situation or circumstance that we find ourselves, that we kept doing. Because why? We can never change. And if the mindset cannot change, then, Sandra, tell me, where do we pick this from? Where do we pick these pieces and recouple them back to where Nigeria was? Where do we couple them back? So, until we reorientate our mindset, reorientate the police system, reorientate the military. I remember when Obasanjo was a president, we never saw any military in his first tenure. We never saw any military walking around in the streets. And today you see them everywhere. What is happening? Mindset, reorientation. The system is not working the way it was. And it's quite unfortunate, Sandra.
Right.
And we kept many like this. If we cannot change our mindset, we cannot change. We remain like this. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much for calling. We've got more stories from last year. So the defense minister, Bashir Magan, she said that Nigerians should also defend themselves. You remember that story? Got quite a number of Nigerians talking. He was speaking in Niger State after yet another school abduction. And he said the military can only do so much and citizens themselves should learn to resist these terrorists and defend themselves. Happened in 2021. We also heard similar calls from Katsina Governor Aminu Bello Masari, but lots of citizens groups pushed back when both these leaders said what they did. They said that they talked about the law and said that the law doesn't give the citizens the power to fight insurgents. Citizens cannot own machine guns, for instance. So they accused both Magashi and Masari of trying to shift government's responsibilities to the citizens. Do you agree with these groups, these citizens groups that said that? Or do you think, actually, no, the defense minister and the governor of Katsina have a point. We should defend ourselves. 0700-993-993-993. Lots of security stories in 2021. We're just doing our best to remind you of a lot of them. 99.3, hello.
Sandra, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Matthew.
Welcome, Matthew. Turn your radio off, then go ahead.
Are you okay?
I'm okay, yes.
It's okay now.
Okay, go ahead.
Sandra, the insecurity in this country will remain like this till Buhari gets out of the office. Tell me the reason. The reason are not shielded. Most of the... Hello?
I'm listening.
Most of the appointees are made by Abubakar Malami and Garba Shehu. Buhari is not on top of the situation. Rather, the situation is on top of Buhari. The killings in the north, the kidnapping in the north, will continue until Buhari gets out of the office. Once we never had it bad like this when our passenger was there, just like the colors said. We never had it like this when Jonathan was there, because Buhari does not care. He is not in charge. Rather, Abubakar Malami and Garba Shehu, they are the enemies of the North, whether they like it or not, because all the appointments are being made by Abubakar Malami.
But Malami and Garba Shehu are not in charge of security. One of them is a spokesman. The other one is the Attorney General.
They are the ones they recommend every appointment that they recommend.
How do you know that? Do you work in their office?
That's why I don't like calling you. Because once somebody calls you, instead of you to listen, I'm a security expert. I know what I'm talking about.
Yes, but if you know what you're talking about, you're going to cite your sources. You not just expect me to believe that you know what you're talking about. Cite your sources.
Whether you like it or not, I was a ministry officer. I retired as a general.
Okay.
I know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
This security will continue until 2003 when Buhari is going to leave office.
Thank you, Matthew, for calling. Now, of course, the show is called Hard Facts. Anything I say to you on Hard Facts, I can quote who said it. I can quote when it was said. I can quote the year it was printed, the year it was said. If I'm telling you something from a book, I'm telling you the name of the book. I'm not telling, and if I'm telling you, I think that this is what is happening, I will tell you, I think. This one is my opinion. But I rarely ever give you my opinion on this show, except it's on the glass ceiling. And I expect the same from you who's listening to me, especially if you're going to come on air and make very strong statements like Malami and Garba Shehu are the ones making appointments. If you're going to make a very strong statement like that, you better back it up. You better show me your sources. You better show me your sources. In God we trust, everybody else must bring data. That's it. That's my philosophy. So I'm sorry if that annoys you. I'm sorry if you don't like that. But it's how we operate here. And it also makes you sound more believable when you can quote your sources. When you can say, according to this person on this day, at this time, this was said. You sound like you know what you're talking about. You sound like the expert that you claim that you are. But anybody can call me on the radio and say I'm an expert. I'll call any radio station and say I'm an expert. Doesn't mean I'm an expert. So let's be guided. Thank you. All right. We'll take a look at messages on WhatsApp very quickly, and then we'll take a 2-minute break. 2 minutes, and then we'll come back and keep talking about security stories from 2021. The president is not interested in fighting insecurity in the north, but if it were to be in the east that a flag is hoisted by terrorists like in Niger State, the whole east would have been razed down. That's a message from Henry. Henry's in Shagamu. Henry, thanks for your message. All right, we've got a few seconds before we have have to take this break, but Lagos, don't go away. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Nigeria Info 99.3. This is Hard Facts. Today we're talking about security stories that we covered on Hard Facts last year. Security was a big problem nationwide, from the Boko Haram insurgency in the northeast to the terrorists, sometimes called bandits, in the north, central and northwest, to herdsmen militia attacks in the north, central and southwest, to IPOB sit-at-home orders and sit-at-home attacks, and unknown gunmen in the southeast, to piracy in the south-south. It was hot last year, very hot last year. So far, we've talked about we've covered a lot of ground. So we've talked about the Boko Haram flag in Niger State. We've talked about school abductions. We've talked about the warning from the SSS to lawmakers, because lots of politicians were also getting abducted. We talked about the Nigeria Defense Academy attack. We talked about the police being unable to account for a lot of money that was voted to the police. We talked about Super Tucano's landing. We talked about the president asking for more assistance from the U.S., asking them to establish or to bring the African Military Command to Nigeria. Then we talked about the defense minister and the Katsina State governor asking Nigerians to protect themselves, because there's only so much that security agents and the military can do. Let's talk about these stories some more, shall we, before we bring you fresh ones, because there's still a lot more. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling.
President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
Thank you very much. For me, they waited a lot of time before they deployed the Meccano distant to the northeast or northwest. The damage has been done, but it's still okay. You know, next year is election, right? So if they can start that fight now and end it, like Ndume said, these people that kill people, then you want to say, oh, repented Boko Haram. No. Get rid of all those guys. They cause a lot of havoc. So please, I'm begging all the security chiefs, I always say it, within this 2 months, you can do it. Go after these guys, please. Thank you, President Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling us, sir. You didn't tell us your name, though. 99.3, hello.
His Excellency President Sandra Ezekwesili.
Thanks for calling. Good evening to you. What's your name, sir?
My name is Azuike. I come from Oyo State.
Azuike, welcome.
Coming to this security issue in Nigeria, I see it as a political issue.
Okay.
Because why I put it in that way, if you watch what is happening in the Southeast, whatever you plan that hype up or whatever any group come out to come and do, the federal government will take action immediately. Send army, send navy, send air force. So if that they know that they can send all those things, why can't they send it across the whole system of investigation for we to have peace in this country, Nigeria? And they started playing politics. That time, Buhari said that we name those who are sponsoring Boko Haram. Likewise, Hope Uzodinma, that I have not named those who are sponsoring the crisis in Imo State, and those people that are sponsoring Boko Haram by the member of Buhari. Why can't Buhari announce those people and hold those people a ransom? And thirdly, the only thing that can solve this security issue in this country is that we should have a state police, because I don't see the security vote money they are giving those governors without no using it to provide the security guidance and provide security for the level of the masses. So if they know that they cannot be able to give, it's for me, my opinion, if they know that they cannot be able to give, if the federal government know that he will not give the federal government the security vote money, let the governor inform their police, and that security money should be informed by those security, state police. Without forming state police in this country, Nigeria, we are going nowhere. And again, former President Olusegun Obasanjo have come out to tell us that this current administration, they do not have anything to offer us. I don't think that this security issue will end this 2022, except 2023, where we'll get another new president. That is where everything will be discussed of in this country. That is my own contribution in this, this security issue.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling us, sir. We appreciate it. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
Chris, calling from Ekpe.
Welcome, Chris.
Thank you for your work.
Thank you.
In fact, I've been listening to Azobia Ifo for many years.
Okay.
I listened to you. You understand?
Okay.
The only question I want, this question has been in my mind. Okay. I am angry over it.
Okay.
You do so many informations on Nigeria Ifo.
Hmm.
After you, Joyce will come.
Hmm.
What is his name? Our guy, 9 o'clock. The man that normally come by 9 o'clock.
Jimmy Dissou.
Mm-hmm. In fact, most of the work you are doing, they are pertaining government issue.
Mm.
Ms. President Sadra,
mm.
The question I want to ask is that this government, are they listening to every program that Nigeria Ifo are doing? Are they listening? Are they hearing us?
Well, they're not listening to every program, but they listen a lot. I'll give you an example. Last week or 2 weeks ago, we talked about checkpoints on the road for people who are traveling to the east and the south. One of the listeners called in to complain about his trip and how it takes him 11 hours. Today, he called us to tell us that all of those checkpoints he complained about last week or 2 weeks ago were gone and that he was able to get to the south in 5 hours. That's a trip that typically takes him 11 hours. So that's just one example, the most recent example, letting you know that they do listen. Now, of course, they can't listen all the time, but they listen.
I understand. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I agree with you. Do you know what I'm asking, man?
Why?
So many programs we are doing, especially you and Joyce and Jimmy Dissou, they are pertaining government.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, this government, they are still doing to us the way we are not pleased at all.
Right.
So many of us that are calling, I know, just like you said, they have called, they are calling.
Mm.
It is we, the masses, that normally call on every program. And we complain about this government. Sadra, they still remain. They stand on their feet. Whatever they feel like, that is what they will do. Meaning that they don't have choice. There is nothing we can do. The only program I know Nigeria called and the government agreed with us was when they wanted to open the toll gate again. Many of us called and they refused. They did not open it again. So many programs, this government, I don't understand. Are they not seeing it that we, the facing a lot of issues. Why are they choosing to tell us lie to us on so many issues? If I start mentioning today, I know other people are there to call. You understand? So many. Nedu Iwazobia FM keep telling us that this government are deceiving.
Thank you very much for calling. All right, let me bring you more stories from security in 2021. Terrorists attacked a train on the Abuja-Kaduna Railway. Do you remember? Hitting it with explosives. This was all the more remarkable because the government has been portraying that train service as a more secure way to travel than the expressway. I remember that the Transport Minister, Rotimi Amaechi, famously said that people complaining about the price of train tickets should know that ransom payments are more expensive. So they should choose the train over the road. But now even the train got hit. Do you remember that? What do you think of that statement from the Minister of Transportation, Rotimi Amaechi? 0700-993-993-993. If you just tuned in, we're looking back at the security stories from 2021, the biggest security stories of 2021. We've talked about Boko Haram taking over some parts of Niger State. School abductions were frequent. Minister of State declared that government cannot protect every school at the time, I remember. We had a public debate over whether or not government should pay ransoms. There was also the attack on the Nigeria Defense Academy. The Auditor General says police are missing over 178,000 guns. The police arrested Fisayo Soyombo for carrying a story about possible police corruption. Some good news, the Super Tucanos arrived in Nigeria. President Buhari asked the U.S. to set up AFRICOM in Nigeria. The defense minister said Nigerians should also defend themselves, a sentiment that the Katsina state governor also shares. And now we are talking about the Abuja-Kaduna railway bombing. So lots of things happened 2021. So many more coming up, but these are the ones we've covered so far. Tell me the ones you want to talk about on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are the nation's number one talk. We're the nation's first talk station. We're currently the nation's number one talk station. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts, 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sam.
Thank you for calling. Hello. What's your name?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Eze calling from Odogwolu.
Welcome, Eze.
The Tucano that arrived, is it to fight war for that country or to find this, fight the citizens of Nigeria? What is it for?
To fight insurgents.
The soldier, are they not Nigerians?
Well, if you are a terrorist...
They are our children, they are our brother, they are our sisters.
Okay.
You know what Nigerians want? Why not give it to them? The only thing we want in Nigeria is a good government. That is number one. Good education. Good road network. Good schools for our children to learn. There is nothing like that. If you give it to us now, nobody will come out for road and start fighting. And if we work and we get our salary in time, nobody will come and fight anybody. It's because those things are not available. The only people that have money in Nigeria now is the politicians. They are the ones who know the exchange of dollar and naira. They are the ones who fly to overseas. They are the ones who buy the most expensive car in the world. So how do you think that the poor ones who are struggling to... Are you with me?
I'm with you. I'm listening.
Okay. How do you think that the poor ones that are not having anything to eat, they will just put their hands and die for hunger? So if they should give us food to eat, give us good roads, give us a good education, give us a water... For Ogun State, where I am now. Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you.
From Ogun State to the Bolu, where I am, for past 3 years now... If I'm not mistaken, there is no water in the water corporation here.
Okay.
We are buying water. Yesterday, I went to buy water as I was coming and get a thing with my car. Where I load the water. So tell me, how have we seen that I will be happy with government? So that is the problem. If the government can know their duty and do it, nobody is ready to carry gun, go and be shooting his brother and his sister. But we are not seeing anything there.
All right.
I haven't seen anything coming out of that place.
All right. Thank you very much for calling to share your thoughts. 99.3.
Auntie Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
Mr. Frank from Ojalaba, the Vice President of House.
Mr. Frank, Happy New Year. Have we spoken this year?
If I never spoke with my president, who again now? Ah, for you.
Welcome. Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Yes. Auntie Sandra.
Hello,
Vest. Make I ask one small question.
Okay.
To cannot get. They bring another one. Is it the former one?
They bring another. The one what they bring last year now, 2021 one. Will they look 2021 stories?
They bring another one. I could have waited for them to know the first state that to cannot get to go.
No.
And again, talking about this insecurity. Last year, Zamfara House of Assembly suspended 3 lawmakers for sponsoring Boko Haram and the
Muslims.
For 3 months, then we was asking questions. Why will you know all these people? And the only punishment we give to them is that you suspend them for 3 months and they will start operating again. Why not call these people? Why not suspend these people? Why not open these people so that people will know who and who that is sponsoring all these people? They did not. Even the 3 months they suspended those people, I don't think if they went for that suspension. Now, if the president say he needs extraordinary people from the U.S. or anywhere to come and help, what are they coming here to do? Does it mean that he did not know what to do? He knows. The people that will come from outside and people that live here in this country, who knows the angles and where they can get all these bandits, all these terrorists? Is it not people that is living here? If it happens in another place, they will know how to do it, what to do, how to deploy police and the soldiers to that place. But if it happens to that, their origin, they will not do anything. everybody, even the religious people, have said, declared it for terrorism so that they will know how to go about it. He said no. And they will kill people, billions of people, destroy things. At the end of the day, they will come back and say they are repented Boko Haram. You will invite them and bring them. I'm calling thousands of people that have surrendered, anti-surrendered. Did you know how much these people are consuming in a day for their feeding and every other thing? Is it not enough to maintain this country? Make us stop there.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, Frank. Bye. You know, something we did last year new terror groups ravaged the north was shut down telecoms. So the federal government decided that telecom shutdowns were a good way to hamper these terror groups that were ravaging the north. The idea seemed to be that if the terrorists cannot make calls, they cannot coordinate defense against military strikes. They also cannot collect ransom payments. That was the idea. Now, we saw that for ransoms, the groups found other ways to communicate. As for military success, we heard stakeholders like Governor Tambuwal of Sokoto say that the shutdowns did not improve things. And then there was also the big debate about whether or not to call bandits terrorists. So we have these groups who are raiding schools, who are kidnapping hundreds of children, who are shooting down Alpha jets, who are extorting villagers, generally terrorizing parts of the country, bragging on video about, you know, being the big shots and asking villagers to pay taxes to them to buy their safety from attacks, etc., etc. But there was a hesitation to designate them as terrorists. First, the statements from the military kept referring to them as bandits. This became the unofficial official name for them in the executive. But voices in the legislature and elsewhere asked the president to proscribe them as terrorist groups under the Anti-Terrorism Act. Opponents of the move, like Governor El-Rufai, insisted that there was no way to use the act on these groups since they were not a centralized group like Boko Haram. But other people said, just identify each group, list them one by one. El-Rufai's second objection also made headlines. He said that they're not terrorists because they're using these violent means to make money, not to overthrow the state. There was a comparison to business people. But eventually, the executive did ask the Federal High Court to name two specific groups as terrorists, and the court obliged. All of that happened in 2021. Did you pay attention? Did you follow that story? What did you think at the time? 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling.
Hello, Sandra.
What's your name, sir? Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Obaino.
Obaino, welcome.
Honestly, I'm really impressed at that score. The man that is inside the military. I really love what that man was saying. If you check in my own state, my Imo state, the man that is here as my governor is not the man that won that election. He was being put in there by left Abakiri and the Stanko. So, and since that time now, my state has been in a mess. People have been killed in every parastatus and nobody's talking anything about it. So, no, the man who has been our president is not making any appointments. Now, these people are the ones who make appointments for him, and I support that man very well.
Well,
thank you very much.
Well, you can support an opinion, but if you can't prove it, then it's null and void, because you and that man have no proof for that particular comment. But thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Thanks for calling. Sorry about that. 99.3. Hello? Hello? Okay. 99.3, good evening. Hello, good evening.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
OC, calling from Ogba.
Welcome, OC from Ogba.
Yeah. You see, if we want to tell ourselves the truth in this country, then we put an end to the problem we are facing.
Okay.
The government of the day is not willing to face Boko Haram. If they are willing, if we have them in a Sambisa Forest or whatever they call them, then we should know that those who are there in Sambisa Forest, they are our enemies. Then the government of the day should go there and give them what they want. Then there will be peace in the country. That is one about the security. Hmm. If they are willing, the willingness is not there for them to face Boko Haram and eliminate them. Then about the journalist arrested by the police, they should release that woman immediately. And they should make sure that they put the torchlight, the officer who is in charge, as at the time the money was given for that same project and they did not carry it out. They should call, they should bring that person to book and let that person be proved. So that let them sponsor police, give them what they want. Our military and the police, they are able to do all things. They are able to do it. Face them. But the government of the day is in control of the military and the police. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. I should say, of course, that the journalist has since been released. He was released on the very same day he was arrested. Let me bring you more security stories. We finally got new service chiefs. For years, Nigerians have been demanding a change at the top of the armed forces, hoping that this would improve the counterinsurgency and security in general. But of course, other Nigerians have insisted that changing the coach won't turn Manchester United into Manchester City. You still need better mid-level officers coming up with better strategies and better trained soldiers ready to execute those strategies. We're hoping that this year is a better year for our military in the fight against insurgency. And the new chief of army staff, Lieutenant General Ibrahim Atahiru, died in a plane crash just months after he was appointed. It happened last year. Frank has already talked about the Zamfara House of Assembly suspending members for allegedly sponsoring terrorist groups, two of those members. We also saw numerous village heads and other traditional rulers suspended for allegedly supporting these groups. Things happened last year. Things happened. Now, I want to end with Nnamdi Kanu's trial. As it began, IPOB tried to force the entire Southeast to join their protest. They ordered that Mondays were sit-at-home days. In many towns, businesses found open on those days were targeted for harassment or vandalism or even assault. Sometimes all three. We even saw banks get attacked for opening on Mondays. And when some banks in Imo State, for instance, closed down to avoid attacks from IPOB, the state government took action against them and tried to shut them down indefinitely. Same with markets. So in many parts of the Southeast in 2021, the people seemed to be caught in the middle. Lagos, I'll take one more phone call. One more. And then we'll call it a wrap on security for 2021. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you, sir? What's your name?
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
My name is Ziggy.
Hi,
I'm calling from Ajawa Estate.
Welcome, Ziggy. I haven't heard from you in a long time, Ziggy.
Yeah, I'm around.
Okay.
I'm just minding my business.
Welcome back.
But I do listen to the program.
All right, welcome back.
Sandra, let me tell you what I don't do.
Okay.
Anytime I'm in the church and there is a prayer point, let's pray for peace in Nigeria. I don't do it.
Why?
You know why?
Why?
Nigeria needs justice. You know, there is a principle for everything. For principle for a woman to give birth, you have to go and meet, a woman to give a birth, you have to go and meet man. So if Nigeria needs peace, there should be justice. So justice is a principle for peace. There is no peace in Nigeria. What is in Nigeria is wickedness, you know. So anybody that is saying that Nigeria will be peace, insecurity and all that, if there is no peace, justice in Nigeria, there is no peace. So Nigeria should be seeking for justice. So that is what will kill the insecurity in Nigeria.
All right. Thank you, Ziggy, for calling. Sorry to cut you there, but we have to take a break. Thank you, Lagos, for being a part of this conversation. I can't believe we made it through all those stories. But well done to everyone. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. You can find me online, Sandra Ezekwesili, S. Ezekwesili. Find me on social media. I'll bring you the news at 6 and then hand you over to Rufai. Those are your hard facts, Lagos. Good night.